This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, you watch the Democrats and the globalists on TV and the blue blood Republican scumbags, and it's just total BS. Because I know, I research what's going on, and then I look at my guests like Hagman or what I'm doing or our sources. I mean, I think about the sources I've got sometimes, and I don't even deserve this. It's kind of like William Benny said. He goes, it's a shame, Alex. You're one of the only shows that will put this out. You know, this should be on bigger. And it's like, I don't think that's an insult. It's true. That guy should be on Nightline. You know, that guy should be on Meet the Press. But you know, it's incredible. The fact that we're in the middle of a second American Revolution. The economy's coming back because we were artificially suppressed. You've got a crazy deep state on the Chinese communist payroll, man. They're like puppets. And We are just in the middle of this, and then I see a third of the population smoking the New World Order dope that literally think we're Nazis, and when Soros is a Nazi and running almost all of this, he's like the evil engine behind it, the will. It makes my mind boggle. Doug Hagman, I don't know how to quantify historically where we are right now.
You know, I was thinking about that this morning, and as the memo actually came out, I believe right now, today, we sit in the most perilous time in American history, one of the most significant times in American history. And I don't say that lightly, because I know all of the how this could be blown out of proportion. But when you see the fact that during the revolution, we did the reasons for the first American Revolution, and we see what's happening today. Look, we don't have an MI5, as Sebastian Gorka had said. We don't have this secret police internal within our government yet. This is exactly what we're seeing, having been formed.
You just quantified. That's it. The Clintons had set up a secret police Praetorian Guard, yep, within key federal agencies, openly involved in espionage, not against Trump, but against the will of the voters and our republic itself. This is treason.
Absolutely. Treason, sedition. And look, you know, I was joking earlier today. I would maybe should buy some stock in rope companies. And I don't say that lightly, nor do I. I don't want to sound glib about it. But I've got to tell you, when you look at all of these scandals, all of these crimes combined, and
when
how
the shoe fits, wears it. I mean, look. Exactly. If Trump doesn't go after them aggressively, I don't want vengeance. I don't want to corner people. But they're already cornered. They won't give up. We have to dash them out now.
Yeah. If not now, when? We're not going to have another opportunity.
This is it.
And that's why
God is giving us our one shot. I'm sorry I'm interrupting you. What you're saying is total veritas. This, exactly. And look, when I say stuff, it makes me public enemy number one. When I say we got to get them. But I just can't lie. We have to crush them, right?
There's no other alternative except crush them or be crushed, expose them or forever lose that opportunity at this point. And this is what I believe. These overlapping crimes. Look, the crimes of Hillary Clinton will come out. The crimes of Lois Lerner under the I could select any number of names and individuals under the Obama regime. They're all going to come to the forefront. And it's because of, for example, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, Devin Nunes, pushing this to the forefront. It's because of Michael Horowitz, the Office of the Inspector General.
I was about to say, if it wasn't for these men and women's courage, we would not. We finally had real people in Congress. So it wasn't just Trump, exactly, or the media or the people. The planets aligned, didn't they?
Exactly. The confluence of events. And the fact is, and everyone listening to this, we are being presented, all of us, individually and collectively, with an opportunity to take our country back. And we need to do that right now. Because if we don't do it now, we're not going to be.
Let's come back and talk about that. Then I'm going to get out of here. I want you to host the show. But you're just on fire because we're all on fire. This is a spiritual choice, isn't it? God knows about our covenant. America was based in Christianity. And this is our last chance. We're all thinking, oh, this is great. If we make the wrong decision on this stuff, do you agree that we're going to be totally turned over to evil?
Exactly.
God, I never had chills this strong. I'm not kidding. I'm on fire right now. I'm burning right now because the energy is so strong right now. Because as goes America, so goes the world. This is the future destiny.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus. And feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Doug Hagman is on fire. I'm on fire. We're all on fire because this signifies elements of Congress, the presidency, the courts. FISA came to the president in April and said, sure, they brought us 3 illegal warrants on you. And we said no, but they brought them back and it was ordered by the president. And now you have the FISA court, you have Congress, you have the president. That's all 3 branches. Trump is doing everything by the book. That's what's amazing. You know, Ron Paul said, I could never be a dictator. It'll be hard to fix things. Trump isn't doing it as a dictator. He's doing it the way you're supposed to, by sheer force of will, making hundreds of phone calls a day, going and meeting with people. That's why they hate him. I mean, it's messianic, the energy, the way Trump hid all this, except his dad was giving the John Birch Society money. He was writing op-eds against NAFTA and GATT. I talked to folks that were hanging out with Trump 20, 30, 40 years ago. He'd bitch and complain about, can't somebody really run and turn this around, make America even more wealthier, more wealth makes more wealth, plunging us down, doesn't raise the world up. I mean, Trump just gets fundamental economics. And he likes prosperity. He's a service-oriented billionaire, the blue-collar service billionaire. And so, I mean, he'll break your neck if you take a swing at him, but he's not out to just, oh, look at that family. They're good-looking. They got a nice family, and they got a nice house. I want to make them poor, so I run them. Trump's like the ghost of Christmas present, ladies and gentlemen. He wants prosperity, and that doesn't fit into the austerity, world government view of the globalists that want to make you poor. So, Doug, just recapping the epic moment we've reached. The train derailment, the attacks, the Trump and the Republicans meeting in that bunker yesterday before all of it. They know this is all coming to a head. They know the globalists are getting ready to make their move. Mueller is so narcissistic and insane. The word is he's going to go ahead and get that swamp jury in D.C. to indict. I mean, out of the swamp. I mean, I've talked to people that have been there. It's been in the news. They say it's like a Antifa Black Lives Matter Gloria Steinem event. And so what happens there? The attempt to impeach, I guess 2018 is everything. While Trump tries to right the ship, get the deep state out of total control, turn the economy back on, we've got to watch his 6 in these upcoming elections, where we saw with Roy Moore, whether you love him or hate him, 15 points behind in polls, loses by half a point. Democrats showing up in airplanes and buses saying, we got names of dead people, we're going to go vote. I mean, they stole that election. We now know, Katie bar the door, they are total blue wave attack. And if we go to sleep and are self-confident, even though we're having initial victories because of Trump's gravity well, we are going to, I think, lose the big one if we let him get surrounded. What do you think?
Yes, exactly. I think we need to, make sure we are buckled in and our seat backs and trade tables are in their full upright and locked position, because there will be blowback. You can expect blowback from the deep state, from the shadow government. This will not go without response. And we've seen it. We've seen the pathetic attempts by Adam Schiff and others about this in response to this memo. But see, again, this is just the first shot across the bow. What comes next is the foundational documents for this. What comes next is the implications or the groundwork to not just dismantle the legacy of Barack Hussein Obama as Donald Trump is doing, which is just infuriates the deep state, but it holds to account those individuals who have really attempted to subjugate all of America to overturn an election and overturn the will of the people. Look, these people are out for blood. Their death grip on their attempts to maintain power. It's just absolutely incredible.
This is a no quarter given, none received, none given back. This is a death battle.
Yes. Yeah. And I think people need to realize the serious nature of what we're seeing here. The people within the deep state, just as we saw Hillary Clinton not going away quietly, Barack Obama not going away quietly, establishing a beachhead on Embassy Road there, complete with a skiff. Look, there's a reason for that. There's a reason why these people aren't going away quietly. And that also goes back to the December 21st.
Because they've committed such massive crimes, their own underlings they're having to pay off, they know will come after them. They've got a lot of guaranteed payments made. And as their Saudi money gets cut off, as their Chinese money gets cut off, as their Vatican money gets cut off, as their EU money gets cut off, as their Hollywood money gets cut off, all the people they were paying off are going to come out against them. So that's why we can't just... They're not going to give us quarter, even though we're kicking their butt. I mean, and here's the deal, folks. I get it, battle. They've already come in, and I'm not going to complain about the stuff they've done. A lot of it's public. Some of it's not. But, I mean, up to 100 journalists, so-called journalists, in the room trying to make me lose my kids. You know, the message comes down from on high, roll over, this will all stop. I mean, you know, and I'm kind of proud of myself. Most men say, yeah, you know, I'll roll over if you leave me alone. And hell no. But the point is, people need to know how serious this is. A lot of us have made big sacrifices to bring us to this point. Me, one of the least. But I'll tell you, the hell the Trumps have gone through, just the experience I've had has been unbelievable. It's made me much stronger and have a much bigger soul. So I'm actually very pleased. I'm very honored. In fact, I appreciate the persecution. I don't say that to mess with my enemies. These trials have really helped me blossom. But people need to understand, this is a real war.
And you know, people need to understand that this is far beyond the political candidates. This goes into the journalistic venue. People are under surveillance. You're under surveillance. We're under surveillance. Look, this whole thing, what's taking place right now, is to attempt to shut us up, to shut us down, to shut you up and shut you down. Same with us. People like Sean Hannity and Sarah Carter.
Isn't Sean Hannity a champion? He's
fantastic. Yeah, yeah. And he look, for whatever people want to say about Sean Hannity, at least he's the one that's out front covering.
Well, he used to toady around with Bush back when things weren't totally clear. Right. But now that it's clear, there's no going back for Hannity, and it's a big victory.
Absolutely, and he knows that, and I know people in direct contact with Sean Hannity
on
a daily basis.
Yeah, tell folks. The media makes a big deal about it, but it's true. I mean, and they spun it and said he thanked me. No, he thanked us through David Knight and others and through some other people, and it doesn't matter. The point is that he understands it now. He understands he was a kind of a good old boy who believed the system wasn't as dirty as we said because he wasn't a bad guy. He is kind of a, you know, Boy Scout. Eagle Scout type guy, but now that the Eagle Scout type guys finally get it's real, they're in the fight now.
Absolutely, and there are so many people who want to take him down, take us down, take all of us down. This is a street fight right now. Now it's turning from the ethereal, if you will. Now it's real. It's in the streets. I don't mean that to say the Antifa stuff, but I'm talking about this is a street battle, bare knuckle battle, and we are in the thick of it.
Let me ask this question real quick. The average FBI person is hardworking and decent and good. We have corrupt politicos at the top. What percentage would you say of the FBI right now from all your contacts are supporting Trump?
Supportive of Donald Trump? The vast majority. I would say well over 75-80% in support of Donald Trump in terms of the ideology.
How many reality winners, though, have penetrated the FBI?
too many, especially at the mid to top level management. When I say top level, I'm talking about the top 10%. When you get above a certain, obviously a certain pay grade and position.
Remember the word about the former head? I just read what these people do. It's they're in a power cult. They are the most chicken, you know what, people. I just can't believe it.
Yeah, it's look. The way I see it too here is the people who have fought against the release of what we just saw today. They're obvious. They're the obvious actors, perpetrators of the sting operation against Donald Trump, and it goes far worse than that. The other people, the rank and file, obviously the people that I deal with that like us, that want to see America survive, hard workers. They're pushing back. Now I've got to tell you that when I was on your show earlier, the secret society remark, deep state meeting, I'm telling you, they're still going on. These meetings are still going on.
When you come back, you take over. Doug Hagman talks about the secret globalist society inside U.S. agencies. Straight ahead. I'm going to turn this over, even though I want to keep talking. This is amazing. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, HagmanReport.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Destiny. Providence.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
And now it's Doug Hagman on the...
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And host of the fourth hour from the East Coast is Doug Hagman.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for allowing me to host InfoWars, InfoWars.com. What a pleasure this is. If I screw it up, look, I'm new at this, all right? I've got to say this. I'm a big fan of InfoWars, and I really appreciate everything that Alex and his crew does. InfoWars.com, of course. Now, so much to get into. I was glued. I don't know about you, but I was glued to InfoWars all day throughout the program today. The information that is coming out, obviously the White House the unclassified memo that came out today, making big news, and of course the White House statement that came out with it, big news. But the real biggest news, I think, and I think this came through with our conversation between Alex and myself, is the fact that this is bigger than people can really imagine. What we're talking about here is the what would you call it? It's exposing all of the evil machinations of the deep state.
Somebody finally stands up. Oh, the famous interrupter. Sorry. Somebody finally stands up.
I'm glad you are.
No, yeah, exactly. Take over.
No, thanks. Well, thanks for hey, look, again, I'm new at this, but thanks for
at this. You reach millions of people a week. Doug, you're a badass. No, but what you're saying is, what is the word? I'm sitting there watching. I'm about to eat my lunch. Is it finally somebody's draining the swamp? This is how you do it. He's calling their damn bluff. He's like John Wayne, but for real. You got four guys lined up against one. He says, listen, you want to fight? Fill your hand, you son of a bitch. Doug, I'm leaving. I'm going to go in the break room and eat lunch. Take over.
All right. Yeah. Next time, I'll buy lunch next time. But you know, Alex is right. And if you go back through the programs, I guess this is the issue that I'm really just absolutely astounded by. When you look at the in the lead up to this day, this memo day, this infamous February 2nd memo day, when you look up to the lead up to what we have seen, what has been exposed, how much has been exposed already? The people. Well, that people just didn't quite understand or didn't get. I recall Alex doing the show with William Binney about the 99 page FISA document, of course, or the FISA audit, and in that the structured information in that led up to today's release, the classified memo. Look, here's what we're watching. I believe in a nutshell, just to kind of bring this home. This is really simple. We have got, in my view anyway, we've got a foreign agent. When you look at the memo itself and analyze the memo, you've got a foreign agent, Christopher Steele, who absolutely despised Donald Trump, who was used by the Democratic Party, by Hillary, Diane Rodham Clinton, the Hillary Clinton campaign, the DNC, the political supporters in the FBI and the Department of Justice, in an attempt to subvert our presidential election, to subvert the will of the people. This is equivalent to a political assassination. And I know Alex has gone through this, but this is so important because what we're seeing today is history in the making. The U.S. Constitution is not a document that should be shredded. And this is exactly what we saw, the attempted shredding of, the actual attack on our Constitution. But more importantly, and think about this, what we saw was not just merely an attempt to change the outcome of an election, but it's even bigger than that. It's the attempt to change the trajectory of a nation. And when you think about that, and let that sink in for a second. It's just not about Donald Trump. It's just not about the Republican Party or the Donald Trump supporters. It's about the nation, our nation, the United States of America. It's an attempt to change the course of our history. And by the grace of God Almighty, that didn't happen. And we, does everyone realize how close we came? This would have never seen the light of day with a Clinton, Hillary Clinton, in the Oval Office. Everything would have been buried. But getting back to what Alex had said and talked about throughout the show, to accomplish this attack, we saw the former FBI director, and I'm going to get very specific here based on my analysis of this memo. We saw the former FBI director, James Comey, knowingly and willfully signing off on a FISA application to spy, to wiretap on American citizens. Obviously, Donald Trump. Obviously, his team, his campaign staff. But during his time as an American citizen, not yet elected, during his time after as a Republican nominee for president and just an American citizen, during his time as a president-elect, and even during his time as the president of the United States. Let that sink in. Consider the ramifications here. They deliberately concealed the actors behind the FISA warrant application process. If we want to focus there, the actors there, the fact that they lied. There was a material omissions, deliberate omissions, lies by omission, lies by commission. The fact that they were telling the court, the FISA court judge, who, by the way, I'll just say this. I believe that the FISA court judge, and I don't know how many people have looked at this because the FISA court is a rather small entity. Rudolph Contreras. I'll be getting back to that in a second. And I'll tell you why I believe that to be the case. And just keep that in the back of your mind. Remember, names are important, dates are important, and names and dates together are extremely important. But I'm kind of mapping this out for you. The opposition, this is not just mere opposition research. This was an attempt to shred the Constitution, to change the will of the American people. And it was exposed through Michael Horowitz. It was exposed through Devin Nunes and his committee, the House Intelligence Committee. And by the way, you've heard Alex talk about, and others on his program talk about, the Awan brothers, the Pakistani spy ring in Congress. Oh, you don't think that? Look, that's got a place in this as well, but that's at the periphery of everything. You see, whether it's Benghazi, whether it's the Pakistani spy ring, whether it's the email private servers, whether it's the FISA application warrant, there's more to this. This is just the beginning. This 3.5-page or 3.25-page memo that was released today is just the first shot across the bow. Remember, this is not the end. This is not the midpoint. This is just the beginning. And what is going to happen next, of course, is going to be, as I mentioned with Alex, is going to be there will be blowback and intense blowback, but we will be engaged in war. But getting back, I feel like I got ADD going back through. But look, getting to this FISA memo. At the very least, we saw deliberate omissions, commissions, lies by omission, lies by commission. Perjury at its face appears there to be done by Mr. Comey, at the very least. Deputy Assistant Director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, he knew these facts, yet he too proceeded to engage in this conduct. Folks, you're listening to InfoWars. Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones. Honored to be doing so this last hour of the show. We are going to be back shortly.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Let's release the number.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. 100%.
President Trump released the memo saying that a lot of people should be ashamed of themselves. After unyielding interference by the Democrats, the four-page Nunes memo detailing FISA abuse involving the FBI's witch hunt of President Donald Trump has been released. The Washington Examiner breaks down the details, reporting the Steele dossier formed an essential part of the initial and all three renewal FISA applications against Carter Page. Andrew McCabe confirmed that no FISA warrant would have been sought from the FISA court without the Steele dossier information. The political origins of the Steele dossier were known to senior DOJ and FBI officials, but excluded from the FISA applications. DOJ official Bruce Orr met with Steele beginning in the summer of 2016. 2016 and relayed to DOJ information about Steele's bias. Steele told Orr that he, Steele, was desperate that Donald Trump not get elected president and was passionate about him not becoming president. The FBI and Justice Department mounted a months-long effort to keep the information outlined in the memo out of the House Intelligence Committee's hands. Only the threat of contempt charges and other forms of pressure forced the FBI and Justice to give up the material. Former FBI Director James Comey referred to the investigators of the memo as weasels and liars in a tweet last night. The Hill reports another document, an 8-page criminal referral, filed with the Justice Department by Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley and Senator Lindsey Graham, is also part of the GOP case. Now Americans can decipher why Democratic Representative Adam Schiff did everything he could to not allow its release, including claiming Americans wouldn't understand it, to the bizarre claim that it was unlawful due to the correction of typos.
So these changes were not made known to the committee when we voted out the document. The document that they produced to the White House is evidently not the same one we voted on, and it's just another corruption of the process.
Earlier this week, Schiff had to inform his minority party that both the FBI and the DOJ were officially under investigation by the House Intelligence Committee. The FBI displayed sheer panic as the walls closed in, pleading that they had grave concerns about material omissions of fact that fundamentally impact the memo's accuracy. House and Senate minority leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer had blood in their eyes for House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes, urging Speaker of the House Paul Ryan to immediately dismiss Nunes as Intel chairman.
I do believe that the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, Mr. Nunes, should be taken out of that office.
Additionally, former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe stepped down amid the memo turmoil. McCabe is being investigated by the Office of Special Counsel on whether McCabe's activities supporting his wife Jill's Democratic campaign for Virginia State Senate in 2015 violated the Hatch Act's prohibition against FBI agents campaigning in partisan races, according to Circa News. A glaring example of the arrogance of the top brass assuming they are above the law. And FBI Director Christopher Wray has been under pressure by former FBI pro-Russia narrative pushers to step down. Wray is quietly making the threat to step down on his own accord.
To be willing to quit or be fired at a moment's notice in order to stand up for what you think is right.
The panic is widespread. Now Americans can pour the Drano for themselves right into that drain clogging the swamp. John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
What a fantastic report. What a fantastic report for InfoWars. Did you catch all of that? I'll tell you something. In my capacity as an investigator for the last 30 years, when I look at that report and I see all of the moving parts within this, doesn't it amaze you as it amazes me the fact that we are told as Americans, for example, that one part saying that we are too stupid to understand what's in that memo. And of course, when that didn't fly too well, they come out and they say, hey, wait a minute. You're giving away sources and methods in this memo by releasing this memo. Grave concerns. And then you've got Christopher Wray, supposedly one of the good guys, coming out and saying, well, you know what? Look, I'll step aside, but I'm really not on board with this. I want to point something out. And this was the subject of, I do two radio shows, one in the morning and one in my flagship show at night. And this is something I pointed out in my morning show. The FBI threatened President Donald Trump. And I know that's a pretty broad statement to make, but when you take a look at the subsequent to when this report was completed and sent to the president for his for him to sign off, and of course they've got 5 days. He had 5 days to sign off, and then send it back to the House. During that time period, when we pay very close attention, and I know Alex had covered this in previous programs, there was a visit by the FBI agents to President Donald Trump. a contingent of, or not agents, but a contingent of brass of the FBI, to express their concerns, actually to General Kelly, the chief of staff, to express their concerns over the release of this memo. That's a pretty significant threat combined with what you saw from that excellent report from InfoWars, the Christopher Wray saying, well, you know, I could step down. I'd be happy to step down. We are watching the, at least in my view, based on everything that we've seen here, and as illustrated through that report, we're watching this this Shakespearean soap opera tragedy play out, where you've got the coup of the one-time palace guard, a coup that is still in progress, where you have deep state actors still entrenched within the permanent state, the bureaucracy, including but not limited to the Department of Justice and the FBI, paying Donald Trump's chief of staff, making a visit there, saying, you know what, don't release this memo. What we're seeing, I believe, from that visit and from the excellent report that we just heard and saw, where we are seeing the pushback, the beginning of the pushback. And don't forget, of course, there's that multiple page longer Democratic response. And of course, we know, and Alex talks about this and we talk about this, this is no longer Republican Democrat. This is deep state versus non-deep state actors. That's what this is all about. You cannot ascribe any D or R after the names of the people involved. But this is still taking place. I can't say this enough. I can't stress this enough. And Alex has done a great job in painting this picture, along with Mr. Binney and others. This is still going on. The palace coup, or the coup, the deep state coup, is still taking place. And I had mentioned right before the break where you recall the reference to the secret society. Tongue-in-cheek, perhaps, some say, that reference in the struck page text. Was that a tongue-in-cheek reference? And then, of course, Ron Johnson kind of seemingly walking that back after talking about it. But here's the issue. And InfoWars was one of the first to report on this. I was, in fact, Alex and I were talking about this back months ago. Ed Klein reported on this in his book, All Out War. Four different branches of the four different field offices of the FBI involved in conducting surveillance of members of the federal bureaucracy, individuals within the federal government meeting at different locations, including a church outside of Washington, D.C., where they gathered to talk about how to best impede the forward progress of Donald Trump. Now, think about that. Let that sink in for a second. You've got the white hats in the FBI exposing the machinations, the nefarious actions of those embedded in the bureaucracy. It's incredible, and this is still going on. Folks, you're listening to InfoWars. Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones, trying to just keep it together, right? I don't know how Alex does it. InfoWars.com. Visit InfoWars.com. Folks, we'll be right back right after this. Stay with us.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help?
Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
And welcome back to this edition of InfoWars. Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones. What a great honor to do so, sitting in for him. Let me tell you a story. You know, I wake up in the morning, I'm old, okay? Look at me, I'm old. And my joints hurt, and I have a hard time in the wintertime, especially up here in the north. I found a good product, Bodies. It's available on the InfoWars store. Let me explain this, okay? If you're old like I am, if you've got joint problems in terms of, if you just kind of feel achy, you know how, when it's snowing and it's cold out, okay, the joint support this provides, the mobility support, the flexibility, and the inflammation. My wife has got arthritis, takes Bodies. It makes a difference. Bodies from InfoWars. This is an incredible product, all right? Now, I could go on and on and on about this. The turmeric root extract. Look, this stuff is fantastic. I tell them, look, I don't want to know how it's made. I don't want to know what's in it. As long as it works, Bodies works. And especially for people like myself and my wife, we've got joint problems, mobility problems. I had a frozen shoulder. This is absolutely incredible. This provides a lot of support for your body. Joint support, mobility, flexibility, inflammation support, the whole body support. Now, the way they make this, it's fantastic. I can't make any health claims except to say how it works on me. bodies, go to the InfoWars store. And by buying the products at InfoWars, you also, of course, help the InfoWars, the war on the information war. You're helping them stay in business. Bodies, I can't say enough good about it. It's powerful. It's anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and it's a fantastic product. Bodies, look, take it from me, Doug Hagman, the guy with the that used to take 10 minutes to get out of bed at night. Bodies, it's got my support. All right. Thank you, Alex Jones, for allowing me to sit in. What an honor it is to be able to host the final hour of InfoWars. Hopefully I'm doing okay. If not, just you can fire me. But right before the break, we're talking about the report that was shown, of course, the Democratic response and the fact that the report that was put together by InfoWars, a fantastic report about how the even the American people would not understand the actual memo once released and how we are being talked down to. There's a clip from Jim Himes. As a matter of fact, it's a 40-second clip, if we can play that now, that kind of gets into the claims that the memo was a second-rate hit job. Can we go ahead and play that?
It's a series of unfounded and out-of-context attacks on the Department of Justice, on the FBI, and a number of individuals, by the way, most of whom are Republicans, some of whom are Trump appointees, accusing them of bias. And, you know, I'm never a fan. You know, Chairman Goodlatte said, let's let the public know. This is a memo that is based on highly classified information. The public's not in a position, any more than the committee was, Anderson. We were not afforded the opportunity to review the underlying intelligence when the memo was presented to us. Nonetheless, this memo is of such low quality that when it is out there, people will very rapidly see that this is just the latest installment of second-rate efforts to impugn the FBI.
All right, that was Jim Himes talking to Anderson Cooper. Did you note the condescension in his voice, of course, but also trying to minimize the fact that this memo is really, there's nothing to it, nothing to it at all. If there's nothing to it, Then why the outcry? Why the outrage? Why, in fact, talk down to us? Why make us feel like, first of all, we're not entitled to it, and even if we would be entitled to it, well, gee whiz, we wouldn't understand it anyway. So what this, the bottom line here, as I wrap up in this guest hosting spot, the bottom line here is what we're seeing, obviously, via this document at its face. We're seeing that there appears to be, at least from my reading of this, perjury by Mr. Comey. This is my viewpoint. Now, this is my assessment. There appears to be, when you look at Deputy Assistant Director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, he knew of the facts, yet he was too, proceeded to engage in the conduct that's outlined in the report itself, in the memo itself. And remember, folks, this is just the first of many to come out. The fact that Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates appears to have known this, yet she too participated in these acts. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein appears to have also known these facts, but yet continued forward. Think about this. The fact, in short, at the absolute highest levels of the FBI and the U.S. Department of Justice, they're terrifyingly, unbelievably corrupt and co-opted by a political ideology, that being, of course, the Democratic, the DNC, but most importantly, the progressives, the ideology of the progressives. Now, I'd mentioned right before the break about my sources telling me, and of course it being in the book All Out War, and of course when I appeared with Alex Jones before, about these meetings and the reference to secret societies right before the last break. Look, what we see going on, what we see outlined in this particular memo, it's still going on. The corruption is still going on. This attempt to take over, to shred, to usurp our Constitution, to take out Donald Trump, to subvert the will of the people, it's still going on. If it wasn't, wouldn't we see more heavy-handed tactics, firing of individuals within the Department of Justice, within the FBI? Yet we see Bruce Orr okay, demoted, still there, right? Where's he at? How about Rosenstein? How about all of the others named herein? I want to draw your attention to something else as well. Something that, before I forget, I want to mention. I've talked about this on my morning show. Evelyn Farkas, the assistant deputy director of the Department of Defense, who appeared on MSNBC not too long ago. Now, I don't have the clip here. We don't have the clip here to play it. But she had said something extremely interesting, and I think it's important. She had said that after Donald Trump won, she appeared on MSNBC, I believe it was on March 2nd, I'm going from memory now, where she had said that she was very concerned about the Donald Trump transition team and the administration finding out exactly what the previous regime, the previous administration did with respect to the spying and the illegal wiretapping, and how the phrase, she was concerned about how them finding out how they knew what they knew. In other words, speaking to the methods of the surveillance. If you can, kind of a homework assignment for the viewers and listeners, look up Evelyn Farkas, F-A-R-K-A-S, MSNBC from March 2nd, I believe it was, of 2017. And listen to that short clip as a homework assignment, and listen to exactly what she says. It's incredible because they have spilled their hand in this. And as Alex Jones talks about, and all of his excellent reporters talk about, and guests talk about, we are seeing this play out, one of the most important stories of our lifetime, play out right before our very eyes. This cannot be understated. This memo, and as Alex Jones had talked at length about with Mr. Binney and others, look, this is just, it's not even the tip of the iceberg. This is just the first lob of a ball across the net. This is just the very first of more to come. Expect deep state blowback. Expect it. Count on it. We need to pray for Donald Trump. We need to keep him in our prayers. We need to keep him in our thoughts. And we need to support him. Because this is not just about Donald Trump. It's much bigger than that. It's about each and every one of us. It's about the rule of law. It's about the Constitution. But it's kind of wrapping up with respect to the memo, the 3.25-page, 3.5-page, whatever you want to call it, memo. The current Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, knowing the allegations about the Russian collusion, knowing that they're fraudulent, think about this, still appointed Mueller, Robert S. Mueller III, as special counsel, knowing everything, and this, of course, to investigate the Trump administration for Russia, for Russian collusion, he knew that never took place. The whole investigation is based on a fraud. This is based on a sting operation. That's exactly what it is, an attempt to sting Donald Trump. And by extension, each and every one of us. Folks, you're listening to InfoWars, InfoWars.com. Doug Hagman sitting in for Alex Jones.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.